slash or sand shrew and like push dirt down on top of him so he fell off the mountain.
Yeah.
And then he chased the Pokemon into the cave.
The Cyndaquil.
Yeah.
Why are you going over it if I haven't started the episode yet?
What are you talking about?
If I haven't started recording
yet. I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay. Are you ready to start?
No. I'm so hot right now.
Well, it won't make you hotter talking.
I guess you can start it.
Okay. Hello, people.
Oh, you already started?
Yes!
So I've been talking this whole entire time?
No, I just started a few seconds ago.
Oh, okay. Hello, people, and welcome to my Pokemon podcast. I'm your host, Emily.
Well, you kind of sound like me.
Today, I have a guest with me. Introduce yourself.
I am Emily's sister, Caitlin, as you already know, and I only like cute Pokemon.
That's right, and she'll be joining us for Gen 2 starter, Cyndaquil.
Yes.
Now back to our regular schedule and program.
Well, if you're Emily, then I'm that
not.
Means...
I just wanted to do something. I just wanted to get the show on the road.
Opposite day!
No, you keep doing you.
Okay, yeah, don't mind Caitlin. She's, might
delirious.
Be having a heat stroke right now. We don't know. Do you want to get some water? Or do you want me to get some water?
No, it's fine. I'll just sweat it out. Bye.
Okay. She might be dead by the end of this episode. Who knows? So, well, that's fitting because this is a fire Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So... as you heard, today we are talking about Cyndaquil and evolutions. Cyndaquil is, and I forgot to say this in the Chikorita episode, it was a little hectic, that's why.
Gen 2 starter.
Yeah. Cyndaquil, like Chikorita, is a starter of the Johto region. And I know a lot of people in the comments said that they're excited because they love the Johto region. And I do too, so anyways, so yeah, we have Cyndaquil, which is number 155, type is fire, it is known as the Fire Mouse Pokemon.
Fire Mouse?
Fire Mouse.
That does not look like a mouse.
No, it does not. But that's what it says. Its height is 0.5 meters or 1 foot and 8 inches. And then it weighs 7.9 kilograms or 17.4 pounds. It looks like most Cyndaquils are males. 87.5 are males and 12.5 are females. So, and yeah. So, Cyndaquil looks like, what animal would you say it looks like? It's kind of hard to describe.
Either an aardvark or an anteater.
Oh, that's good.
Except the tail part.
Yeah, Cyndaquil doesn't have a tail.
A fire tail.
But, can stand on its hind legs or it can walk on all fours. I think I've seen it walk on all fours or run. And it's got like a really long snout. And it has a white underbelly and a blue top, like blue on top of its head, blue back. And its eyes are always, it's got those anime eyes when you smile. It's just like
Holes.
A kind of hill shape. And it has fire coming out of its back. So, We had an episode, Good Quill Hunting, Season 3, Episode 25. Forgive us if we don't say it in the correct order, because we watched the episode a few days ago, but I think Caitlin remembered more than I did.
Yeah.
But I'll just... So, basically, Ash and friends are in the woods, and this guy comes up to them, another Pokemon trainer, and he's like asking about Cyndaquils.
Yeah, have you seen any Cyndaquils? If so, they're mine.
Yeah. And then Ash was like, Cyndaquil? Where?
And then he ran off looking for them.
Yeah, he went on a whole expedition looking for a Cyndaquil. I think he ran off without his friends too.
Yeah, he did. He just took Pikachu with him.
Yeah, he just ran off to look for Cyndaquils all by himself. Mm-hmm. And then Team Rocket came. And they tried to, was it Misty and Brock, or was it?
Misty and Brock.
Okay. Yeah, Team Rocket came and.
They're like, where's Pikachu?
Yeah. I was saying, like, before that happened, when Team Rocket were, like, trying to abduct them or whatever, I'm like, what are they gonna do without Pikachu? Mm-hmm. And they kind of just left, because they were like, where's Ash?
Yeah, where's Pikachu? Where's
then they.
The
Then they left to find Ash. And they were, Team Rocket was in this really big Meowth machine.
Yeah.
That could run and hop and skip. And it was like super big.
It could shoot bubblegum, chewed bubblegum out of its paws.
Yeah, it chewed bubblegum out of its paws. Very advanced technology there.
Yeah, they spent all of their money trying to build that machine.
Figures. So, anyways, Ash, and you let me know if I'm skipping anything.
Okay.
Ash ends up finding a Cyndaquil,
yep.
Which are apparently very rare, at least in that area, and
it was on top of this big mountain with a bunch of caves, and it was at the very top.
Yes. And he started crawling to climb it to get to the Cyndaquil, Ash did. And the other trainer guy that was asking about Cyndaquils earlier showed up, and he saw Ash was climbing up towards the Cyndaquil, and he was like, he like had his Sandslash, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like throw dirt on him in his face.
Yeah, so he fell off the mountain.
I was like, damn, that's savage. And then, so he beat Ash up the mountain, and mm-hmm. Cyndaquil kind of ran away. Then Team Rocket showed up.
Yeah, and they're like, we found them. And then Ash's like, I'm busy trying to catch a Pokemon. And then he ran away and ignored them.
That's happened a few other times too. He's like, I can't deal with your shenanigans right
now. Yeah, I'm busy.
Like, he doesn't even see them as a threat anymore. He's just like, I can't right now.
Yeah, they're just nuisances.
So then I think he chased after the Cyndaquil.
Followed them, and in the mountain, it's like this huge cave.
Yeah, like you could stand up in it. Well, at least a 10-year-old could. And I guess he, like, was he battling Cyndaquil?
No.
Oh. Well, Team Rocket chased after him. And
they sent a boulder that would chase him. Inside the maze.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
And so when Cyndaquil was cornered by that one guy, he got cut off by the boulder.
Yeah. And Ash was like, well, when Team Rocket sent the boulder after them,
mm-hmm.
Ash kind of like jumped back out of the cave and caught Cyndaquil and Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyndaquil was like, oh, that was very nice of you.
Yeah. And then they both came out of the cage.
The cave.
That's what I meant. I know I said cage, but I meant cave. And then
it's
our
heat stroke setting in.
And then Cyndaquil was just walking away. But then Team Rocket came in their big Meowth, and Pikachu tried fighting it, so he did Thunderbolt or Thundershock. And, like, apparently using that would just power the machine.
Oh, yeah.
So it became stronger. So then Cyndaquil fought it.
The machine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And like during that battle, like there was a risky situation where Cyndaquil was in trouble. So Ash threw a Pokeball at the Cyndaquil and then caught it.
I don't remember that. I just remember Ash sending Cyndaquil away because it was dangerous and Team Rocket was trying to catch Cyndaquil.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyndaquil like ran out of fire on its back.
Oh yeah, got really tired.
Was it fighting against Team Rocket when that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which, by the way, is a reoccurring theme, like throughout the show, Ash's Cyndaquil really struggles with like keeping the fire on its back or starting it even. So they had to go through rigorous training together. So I don't know if he just caught a weed Cyndaquil or...
Anyways, he ended up catching a Pokemon and then he released him from the Pokeball. And then that guy came, he's like, I'm gonna catch him. And then he's like, I already caught
him. That dude was so dumb.
Yeah.
And he was mean too.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying to kill
Ash.
Yeah,
and then he battled. They were like, well, we'll battle for this Pokemon. And
he was desperate for that Cyndaquil.
Yeah, and Cyndaquil was like super tired from its previous battle with the Team Rocket, so it wasn't doing too good.
Yeah, like Ash literally caught Cyndaquil.
And then battled right afterwards.
Yeah, and that guy that was this other Pokemon trainer guy was like, I want that Cyndaquil, and Ash was like, it's mine, I captured it. And he was like, well, battle me, and if I win, I get your Cyndaquil.
And he accepted the battle.
I don't know why.
Stupid.
Stupid! But, yeah. And then, like, after Ash was done battling, because the other guy had a Sandslash,
mm-hmm.
I was like, Ash, you get your Sandslash now. Because that would only be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Ash ended up winning. So that's how that episode went.
The end.
Happy endings. So now we have its evolved form, Quilava.
I haven't seen it.
Number 156. You haven't seen it?
No.
Known as the Volcano Pokemon. Its height is 0.9 meters or 2 feet 11 inches and it weighs 19 kilograms or 41.9 pounds.
Let me see what it looks like.
It's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah. It loses its long trunk snout.
Trunks?
Trunk snout.
Oh yeah, it does.
It looks more like a weasel.
It does. I'm trying to think of what other mammal it looks like then. It looks more grown out now, like it's taller and its arms are longer, much longer. And yeah, its snout is a lot shorter. And it looks like it's got, I don't know if it's just this picture, but it's got like fire coming out of two places now, its head and its back.
Mm-hmm. Like its butt. Like a fire tail.
No, I think it's its whole back.
Mm.
But, yeah. Oh, and it opened its eyeballs now.
Oh, yeah. It has brown eyes, by the way.
It looks red to me.
Oh.
Maroon.
Well, I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, my gosh. That's Caitlin's quote. I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, that's my new catchphrase.
But yeah, it's known as the Volcano Pokemon.
Is it time to rate them?
Soon. Let's look at its last evolution.
Oh, there's more?
There's one more evolution.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Typhlosion, which she's never seen before.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's not as nice as the other two.
Oh no, 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 honey.
She doesn't want to look at it anymore.
Get that out of my sight.
There's a Hisuian Typhlosion. Let's look at that one. Oh. I don't like that one. She doesn't have her glasses on.
It looks very feminine.
Do you want to see it closer?
Wow. I like that, the Hisuian Typhlosion, better than the original.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I like its face, but I don't like the whole necklace thing.
And you should describe the original.
Yeah, so moving on to the final evolution, Typhlosion, because I couldn't find an episode, a decent episode for Quilava. So we're just moving on to Typhlosion. Typhlosion just looks like a much bigger version of Quilava.
And angrier.
Yeah, its eyes are smaller. And
like the white, like its white belly expanded a lot.
Well, yeah, it got bigger. It looks like there's only fire coming out of like its neck area.
And like a collar for like a vampire costume.
I want to see if it's, because I don't know why I thought fire came out of its whole back. But it doesn't look like it. Nope, it just comes out of like its neck area. So, look at this. Oh, no, wait. Mega Typhlosion? Look at that one. I don't know if that's official or if that's just fan art. Anyways, Typhlosion is still fire type. Its height is 1.7 meters or 5 feet 7 inches. And
it looks bigger than that.
Yeah, it does look bigger. I know some people that are taller than that.
Yeah, same.
And it weighs 79.5 kilograms or 175.3 pounds. And the male and female ratio is about the same. It remained the same throughout the whole evolution line. As Caitlin said, the Hisuian Typhlosion looks more, at least the face looks more feminine. Like, its face looks very...
Yeah, and like right there, it looks like they could be like hair curls.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the design of the blue on top, except it actually looks purple now, like a royal purple. For
like
the Hisuian. Yeah, like indigo. It's kind of got like waves on the top. And then the Hisuian looks like it's almost got like a kind of necklace thing with like fireballs on the front, and then like purple and red flames in the back. Right.
Yeah. And the tail is different.
Yeah, it looks like it's longer.
Mm-hmm.
Furry, possibly. So, and Hisuian is also dual type, fire and ghost.
Oh, I thought it would be psychic.
Oh.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it could be psychic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's do the Pokemon...
Ratings?
Yes, ratings. Out of 5 stars. So, Cyndaquil? Little Cyndaquil?
Mm-hmm. 3 stars.
Average?
Yeah. Maybe 2.
2!
I don't know, I just don't like its... It looks... I don't like the proportions of its head, and I don't like the snout.
You could give it 2.5?
Yeah.
I like Cyndaquil. It's got a nice personality. So, I will give Cyndaquil 3 stars average. But overall, I think its evolution line is really nice. It's not like, and people are gonna get mad at me for saying this, but I gotta speak my truth. I like Cyndaquil's evolution line a lot better than Bulbasaur's or Charmander's because they get ugly. But yeah. This one remains like, they
the
all
same kind of
look
similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just similar, but like they're not that bad looking to mm-hmm. me. Whereas like Venusaur
oh.
and Charizard, and I know people love Charizard, but
it's not that good.
I like the Charizard X and Y. Those look really cool, but not like regular Charizard. So anyways, yeah, 3 stars, Cyndaquil. So Quilava.
I really like that.
I think I like, it's my favorite out of the Cyndaquil evolution line, Quilava.
I really, really like it. Like 4.5, 4 or 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like it, but I don't love it.
Yeah, we didn't watch an episode on it, so
which
we don't
is
know.
Too bad.
Didn't really have one. I really like it as well. So I think I'll give it 4 stars. I really like it. Quilava, 4 stars. And then we got the last
Typhlosion.
Yes. And you like the Hisuian better?
Yeah.
So what do you want to rate? Hisuian Typhlosion. Typhlosion.
Hisuian Typhlosion is like 3.5.
Okay.
And like if it was the normal Typhlosion.
It's not bad.
1.5.
Wow.
I don't like it. It looks like a very fat rat.
It looks a lot better than a rat, Caitlin.
It just reminds me of a rat. What are you doing?
I like regular Typhlosion a lot better. Mm. And for a final evolution, I think it looks really good. So, I'm gonna say 3 stars average. So yeah, but great evolution line with Quilava being our favorites.
Yeah.
So now we have the Pokemon tournament. So my favorite Pokemon, and I forgot to like, I was supposed to do this for the first episode for Chikorita in case we have new listeners, like they just wanted to tune in for Gen 2. I thought I should explain what the Pokemon tournament is. So basically,
it's tournament style.
Yeah, who's ever on the episode, we pick our favorite Pokemon we've gone over in the whole
series
or my podcast. I was thinking, like, should we have one, like, should we start over for the tournament? Like, your favorite Pokemon in Gen 1 and then your favorite in Gen 2?
Yeah.
I thought that might be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So, your favorite in Gen 1 was Bulbasaur?
I think so.
Because up until the Chikorita episode, which is what you changed it to, right?
Yeah.
So for your
Gen
favorite...
Gen 1 was Bulbasaur.
Yes, her favorite Pokemon of Gen 1 was Bulbasaur. My favorite was Butterfree. I love Butterfree. But now for Gen 2...
So we're restarting?
Yes, we're gonna restart. My favorite so far is still Chikorita.
Can you show me Chikorita? I forgot what it looks like.
Sure. And I think in the last episode, I did say I like Butterfree more than Chikorita because Butterfree is S tier. Chikorita's S tier too, but it's kind of Butterfree has a special place in my heart that cannot be replaced. It can only be replaced by one other Pokemon, and we have not come upon that Pokemon yet. So, but for Gen 2, yes, Chikorita is my favorite so far.
What was Chikorita's episode about? I forgot.
So basically Ash found a Chikorita sunbathing and he wanted to battle it. And so he used like his Charizard and his Bulbasaur. Chikorita got injured. So they took it to the Poke Center and then I guess Chikorita left? I don't remember exactly. And then Team Rocket stole Chikorita, that's right. They stole it from Poke Center.
I feel like I really would have liked Cruel Lava. Like it would have been my one pick if we had an episode, but it doesn't. So that's Chikorita.
Okay.
So we're both Chikorita.
Chica, chica, chica. Yeah.
I really like Cruel Lava's looks though.
Yeah, Cruel Lava looks really nice. I could see myself owning a Cruel Lava. Almost 3 feet tall, so probably when it's standing up 3 feet tall. But yeah, that was it for this episode.
Who's the next starter?
Totodile. It has a really funny episode too. You wanna see it?
Yeah.
And I have a figurine of all the starters. Johto starters.
Oh.
You don't like it?
No.
You're weird.
Cruel Lava is better.
Well,
Chikorita is better.
Okay, well, anyways.
That's it for now, folks.
Thank you for tuning in. Should we ask them which version of Typhlosion they like better?
Okay.
Which version of Typhlosion do you guys like better? The regular one or the Hisuian one? Caitlin likes the Hisuian one better. I like the regular one better. So,
and does the regular Typhlosion look like a fat rat king?
Oh my gosh.
It looks, that's the energy it gives me. Fat Rat King.
Fat Rat King.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I just got the vibes that it's a Fat Rat King, you know?
I'm not getting those vibes, but...
You will.
I will.
Just look at it.
I'm looking at it right now.
And just think Fat Rat King, and that pops up in your mind.
I mean, I can kind of see it, but...
See?
Okay.
Oh, I think she's here now.
Hang on a second.
Is Mom here?
Hey, Mom, come down here. We're still doing it.
Oh, cool.
So,
last minute surprise.
We have a special guest.
Hello, hello.
But we'll be wrapping it up soon.
Okay.
So, why don't you just give your ratings on the Cyndaquil evolution line?
All right. So, how many evolutions are there at Cyndaquil?
Three.
Okay.
This is the first evolution, Cyndaquil.
Okay. Let's see.
Caitlin, cool. We both gave it. No, I gave it average.
Yeah, it's small.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's one of the starters.
I gave mine 2.5.
All right. I can't rate it until I see the other evolutions, right?
No, you can rate it now.
Oh, what I want to see. I mean,
you can always change it.
It's cute and little and fiery.
Yes, it's a
so. I would have to give it a 4.
Okay.
Dang.
That's without its personality, though.
It's a nice Pokemon. Okay. This is me and Caitlin's favorite.
Oh, cute.
That's Quilava.
Now, why is it your favorite?
It's better
the cutest
looking.
Oh, that's funny. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a cat in the front without the tail. I don't know why, just the paws. Yeah. Yep. I want to say I like that one a little bit better than the first one that I just saw.
Me and Kaylin like
that. Yeah, that's
better.
our favorite.
The other one is, it had, the nose was kind of weird.
I think I gave Kalapa 4 stars.
Yeah, so I would have to give this one 4, and then the other one I'm going to go back and give it 3.5.
Okay. So 3.5 for Cyndaquil, 4 stars Kalapa.
Actually, I saw that again for Cyndaquil. It's going to be a 3. The nose is like an anteater.
I downgraded.
This family has something against.
Yeah.
This family has something against anteaters, apparently.
No, I mean, anteaters are cool. Like, how many anteaters are there out in the world? Okay, wrapping up. Oh my.
Yeah, fat rat evolution. Final evolution.
That is, it does look like a fat, angry rat.
See?
1.5?
That's what I did! Oh.
That's really low. I don't think it looks that bad.
Show the Hisuian.
Yeah.
There's a Hisuian version.
Oh, sweet. I like that one.
Oh, you like that one.
It's like it reminds me of a female cat.
That's what I said. Well, not female cat, just feminine.
Uh-huh. Yep. 4.
Oh, oh, 4. Wow.
Yeah.
I said 3.
Okay. Yeah. Super cool.
And we're deciding to start over on the Pokemon tournament.
Oh.
For each gen has its own tournament.
Oh, that makes sense. Yep.
So what was yours for Gen 1 before the Chikorita episode? Actually, I don't think she even changed it.
No, I've never changed it. Nope. And
Side
I
up.
And yep, and what I heard the other day, I know another person that also has Psyduck as a favorite. That was when we had supper with Shanna, when we were talking Pokemon.
Is that her favorite Pokemon?
No, not hers, but somebody she knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep.
Well, since we're starting over, out of Chikorita and Evolutions and Cyndaquil and Evolutions, which one do you like? So your favorite Pokemon for Gen 1 was Psyduck, but now for Gen 2?
I have to stick with Chikorita.
Okay.
Chica. That's maybe because she's like one of your top.
Yeah, Chikorita's in my top 10.
I could be biased in making my opinion.
And I'm definitely biased.
So,
like I said before, if there was an episode for
Kalapa,
that would have probably.
She really likes Kalapa.
Mm-hmm. It's really good looking. Yeah,
and that's funny because, like, I've heard a lot of people say the middle evolution always looks weird. Like, it's that awkward teenage phase. But this middle evolution looks really
good.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
But anyways, leave a comment. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.